Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Less than a third of shops are expected to offer this money-back service for empty plastic drinks, bottles and cans when the new deposit return scheme begins next month. That's according to a report in today's Irish Independent. Around 6,000 supermarkets, convenience stores, petrol stations and newsagents sell the eligible beverages, but just over 1,800 reverse vending machines are due to go live on the 1st of February. In a moment, I'll speak to Colin O'Byrne, whose project manager of the Return for Change campaign with Voice Ireland. But first, I'm joined on the line by two shop owners, Alex Cleland, who's owner of Cleland Supermarkets in Laois and Tipperary, and also Gus O'Hara, who's owner of the Spar on Stiles Road in Clontarf in Dublin, and also national president of the Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association. Alex, to you first. You've three stores, so how many vending machines have you put in?
Well, I'm waiting on one to be delivered to my store in Abilene at the moment. I haven't ordered any machines from my other two stores at the minute. They're very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest issues I find that smaller retailers are going to have. I mean, if you're a cash-rich business like the bigger supermarkets, they can afford, they have the money in the bank, they can afford to buy the machine, so it's not going to cost them anything in interest. Whereas if you're a smaller operator, you've got to buy the machines, pay the loan, pay the interest on the loan, and then you've got to operate it after that as well. So, I mean, there's a loan cost, there's the operational cost with the disposal and the reporting, and then you've got the maintenance costs afterwards. So it's extremely inhibitive.
You've dipped your toe in with one. Is it a wait and see, and you might consider for the other two shops, or are you done now?
No, I found the reason I'm getting the one for my store in Abilene, which is a Eurospar, is because we're competing against a SuperValu in the same town, and they're getting one, and it's a real danger for business, smaller businesses, because the only way that someone can get their money back is they have to return the bottle and the voucher that's printed, they have to use it in the shop that owns the machine. Mm-hmm. So SuperValu in the same town as us, they're getting one in, so we have to get one in, otherwise the customer's going to go back there, return a bottle, get the voucher, and they'll go in and spend the money in that store. So it puts me at a huge, huge disadvantage, and it's a cost to my business.
How much is a machine?
Well, the machines vary from anywhere from 11,000 to 16,000.
Yeah, it's a hefty capital expense. Yeah. And you're not getting any help with that. There's no grant, there's no rebate, is there?
There's a grant that you can get in stage payments, but if you sell over a certain amount of bottles during the year, over a 12-month period, you don't get the grant. If you're below that, you do. It's just absolutely madness. Mm-hmm. Absolutely madness.
When it's operational then, from the 1st of February, will there be a cost implication for you there as well?
Well, straight away you're paying your loan costs immediately, and then you've got to pay for the disposal costs. So, and there's the EPOS system. It has to be linked to the EPOS system to help with the reporting.
That's to your till.
So there's a... Yeah, so there's a cost involved in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So straight away you're paying costs right from the off before you can sell one bottle.
Is there any other way of doing this? Do you have to have the machine in, or can you take the returns in another way?
Well, I'll be honest with you. What the government should have done is they should have done all this through the local county councils. They should have centralised the machines, had them linked up to the revenue, so when someone comes in, they dispose of their bottle or their can, and the credit automatically put on their tax credits. That would have been a very, very simple and very, very fair system for everybody. And not only that, it would have made it a lot more user-friendly. Mm-hmm. So anyone could go up, anyone at all.
You know your customers very well. You've been in business for a long time. Yeah. Do you think people are going to use this scheme?
A certain amount of them will, yeah. Absolutely, no doubt about it. I mean, I remember as a child, 9 years of age, and when I was growing up in Tala, and I asked my father for pocket money like everyone else in the class, and he said, look, if you want pocket money, go get yourself a job delivering papers or something. So I did that, and the local supermarket, I went over and asked the guy, could I sweep the floors or anything like that for him? And at that time, we were bringing back glass bottles, and I was the lad that for an hour every day after school, I'd go in there and I'd sort out the glass bottles. And that was when you'd get 10 pence or something like that, I think it was at the time, back on a glass bottle. So people will do it because they used to do it years ago, Admittedly, it's a long, long time ago, but people will get back into the habit of doing it, which is a good thing. But the problem is, it needs to be cost effective. It needs to be done in a fair way for everybody, not just for the big guys.
Okay, well, for everybody. Alex, stay with us because I want to talk to Gus now, who's in the Spar there on Stiles Road in Clontarf. Good morning, Gus.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
You don't have to do this. You don't have to get the machine in, but you are doing it. You have done it.
Yes, I am. And I guess you would say that that's a community initiative from my point of view. For years, almost 25 years here, I've been doing bottle bank returns for quite some time. And I found that's helpful to the business. But it has its costs too. Here's the difficulty, Claire. I heard you mention a figure there of 11 to 14,000. In my case, I have to find 30,500 euros.
Why is that?
Because my store is so small, and that's the point you alluded to. My store is of the smaller scale that I don't have to do it. I'm exempt, but I'm choosing to do it. But I have to put the machine outside, Claire. So it's 14,000 for my machine, 14,000 for the cover, and another 2,500 for an installation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's over 30,000. Now, just to give you an indication, at 2 cents a bottle, which is what we're being given for this, I'll have to send back 1.5 million bottles. That'll take me about 5 years, at a minimum. So as I said to one of my senior staff here this morning, Tracy, you know, maybe her grandchildren, Ava and Myla, will benefit from this, but not from my point of view.
And will you get some?
But I'm going there.
Will you get some of that money back?
Well, there is that conversation about the 6,000 euros, but you must remember that's if you fall below a minimum amount. And that's kind of a safety net, and that's appreciated. But the two asks I would have, Claire, here are, in every other field, there are allowances and grants towards green energy and green initiatives. So, for instance, if I change up my refrigeration for the new green refrigeration that's more energy efficient, I get a capital grant towards that. That's not happening in this case. I'm the one that has to write this cheque.
Mm-hmm.
As well as that, there is naturally accelerated capital allowances, which is a business term, but that's available for most other products or for some other products in the green area. It's not allowable for this either.
Okay.
So you know the way to speak about this is a cost-neutral item? It isn't. At least not for the retailer. Certainly not for the small retailer.
Well, you're a good person for us to talk to because, as I mentioned, you're president of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association. So what are other people in the organisation saying to you?
Well, as an organisation in itself, we're very positive about this being the right thing to do for our country. We're very clear on that. But we're also very clear that at the size, the granular size you get to in small towns and villages around the country, here's your big block immediately. A smaller store that has to put it outside, 30,000 euro. It's just not feasible for most of those stores. And that's unfair. Mm-hmm. I will contend.
I just have a statement here from Return. They're in charge of all of this. And
yes,
they say,
course.
Current retailer registration and the participation of shops and supermarkets as deposit return points show Ireland is aligning with and in some respects ahead of trends shown in other EU deposit return schemes. As we approach the 1st of February, we anticipate an increase in this figure as retailers register with the scheme and opt to provide a deposit return point for their customers. But you're saying, while people are eager to get these machines in, they're really struggling with the cost.
Well, if you think about the cost of putting a machine outside, as in my case, it's 30,000 euros. Where's that coming from, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 1.5 million bottles before I have my money back. And yet I'm going ahead with that, and it's the right thing to do, and it's the right thing for my area here in Clontarf. But here you have to think about the smaller village or the smaller store or somebody that maybe it's a mile or two to another big supermarket. Do we want our convenience stores to be denuded of that and put this blockage in on top of us, 30,000 euros? That's unreasonable.
Yeah, Alex, the statement goes on to say from Return, they say once this scheme becomes operational and its benefits become tangibly apparent, more retailers tend to come on board. That's the experience in other EU countries. But you said at the start there to me that you're just not going to put these machines in your other two shops.
No, I can't afford it. I literally cannot afford it.
What if it's a raging success, though?
Well, if it works out that it's not costing me money in my store, at my store in Aberdeeks, then it'll make sense. But I can't see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see it happening whatsoever. I mean, it's inhibitive. I mean, like, the government need to do a lot more to help smaller retailers in particular in Ireland and smaller businesses in general. I mean, this year, they're just landing everything on us between the minimum wage, which I agree with, the minimum wage has to go up, but it needs to be affordable, because they've dumped employer PRSI, extra sick days, and the pension later on in the year. I mean, it's just so many things, along with this return thing. Well, on top of the return at the same time.
The CEO of Return is Ciarán Foley, who was with us a couple of weeks ago, but he's coming back next week to talk more about this scheme. So I'll certainly put your points to him. I also have Colin O'Byrne with me, who's project manager of the Return for Change campaign with Voice Ireland. Colin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for talking to us.
What do you think, hearing that? You know, these shop owners are really struggling with the cost of this.
Yeah, no, it's great to hear both Gus and Alex say that they believe that the scheme is the right thing to do, that it's, you know, it's good for the earth. Certainly that's what we contend, that it's good for communities, it's good for the environment. What isn't good is obviously the stresses and the costs that they face up front. Now, both alluded to the grants that are there from Return, and that you have to be under a certain, I think it's 300,000 containers per year, something like that, to avail of this grant there to defray some of the costs. And I suppose the handling fees are there as well in order to do that, 0.026 for a manual return and 0.022 for the reverse vending machine cents, that is. But yeah, I mean, far be it for me to tell retailers that run the business, we fully appreciate that they're, you know, they're pins to the collar with regard to costs and insurance and everything else. So I'd hope that next week you might get some. I mean, the scheme is new, and there will be teething issues, and everyone's going to be learning from this as they go. Mm-hmm. So one would hope that the concerns of the retailers are taken on board, and there's flexibility and a dynamism involved that, you know, we can address these quickly.
Okay, were you just about to say that you hope Ciarán Foley, the CEO of Return, might up the offer to the retailers here and find some more money to help them out with the cost of it?
I wouldn't say I was going to say that. I was going to say that he would probably have a better idea of what the mechanisms they have at hand to listen to these concerns and to respond in a timely manner.
Yeah, Claire, can I come in there, please?
Is that Gus?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I just make a comment there to Conor? Conor, quite rightly, this is the right thing to do for our country. I have no doubt about that. What's not right is expecting a small outlet to fund it to the tune of €30,000. And I think, you know, I've met Ciarán in the past. I think that's something that's going to have to be grabbed either at your level or at the level of government. There's no question about that for smaller towns and smaller stores.
Colin?
Because I agree. Colin is the name. This is something that has to be looked at and taken on board. Your concerns are perfectly valid. And it is a new scheme and it is a learning experience. And you're like, any bit of information you can feed in, I'm sure will help to smooth the wheel as we go on.
I've already learned how to write a cheque for €30,000.
Well, Colin, so
it is a learning.
Colin, your research has shown, though, that people really want to use this scheme, customers.
That's right, yeah. We did a Red Sea poll there just before Christmas, and we found it was about 85-86% support for the scheme across the board. And this isn't just in urban areas or rural. A neat split between urban and rural areas. And we also did a roadshow as part of our campaign going around the country with the reverse vending machine trailer. And we were at lots of festivals, community events, and everyone we spoke to, I've never come across an environmental initiative where everyone went, well, that makes sense. It's a common sense approach. Mm-hmm. We used to have it years ago. Alex mentioned the glass bottles. Lots of people remember that. So people just think it's a good common sense approach to, you know, to help the environment, get rid of litter and collect these materials so that they're used again and again.
Well, I hope for Alex and Gus's sake, people do use the machines when they've invested so much in them. And a reminder again that Ciarán Foley, CEO of Return, will be joining me on the programme next week. We'll put those points to him. And again, just a reminder and a refresher how it's all going to work, because it's going to be new for everybody. But for now, thank you all very much for joining us on the program.